Welcome to Always Searching, the podcast challenging conventional wisdom about health and wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Lynn Mark. I'm delighted that you're here. Welcome to Mark My Words, a segment of the Always Searching podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Lynn Mark. Recently, I came across a quote by the poet T.S. Eliot. He said, "We shall not cease from exploring, and at the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the first time." Those words really resonated with me during the last week of April. It's a really strange month for me because there's been so much loss and sadness in the world, and I truly feel it. My dad, for example, was a Holocaust survivor. He survived 4 concentration camps, and his birthday would have been April 29th. I lost him at the end of 2016. At the end of April, it's also Holocaust Remembrance Week, and I've had the opportunity to listen in to a couple of Zoom meetings and broadcasts, and it breaks my heart because so many of these images that I'm seeing now could be what we're seeing in Ukraine today. In fact, they highlighted in some of these videos what was happening in Ukraine in the 1940s when 1.5 million Jews were murdered. And so many of those images, again, look like what we're seeing on our telecast today. We're seeing mass grave sites and hearing stories of people, children, kids being raped and murdered. And we're hearing about the injustice, the inhumanity that we have in this world. And we always said to ourselves, at least I did growing up, we shall never forget, we will always remember. And yet here, history is repeating itself again. It's also a tough month for so many of us. The economy is doing really difficult things. We don't know where it's going to go. The pandemic, of course, 2 years into our pandemic, and there's still confusion and controversy. I have a room in my house, and on one of the walls are photos of my ancestors. I have a photo of my grandmother, who I never met. She died about a year before I was born. I'm named after her. Also with her, her 2 little kids, my aunt and uncle. And my aunt was born in 1918, again, during the time of World War I and the Spanish flu, what we call the Spanish flu, one of our first pandemics of that century. And then there's another photo of my mother in her beautiful wedding dress in the 1950s, and that was around the time of the Korean War. And then there's a very haunting photo of my father with his parents and his siblings, and that was the last photo that was taken before they were transported to concentration camps, and all of them were killed except for my father. And you can just look into their eyes. You see the sadness and the terror and the fear. And yet, somehow, my father just grew to be such a wonderful, loving, kind, generous-spirited man. He always had a twinkle in his eye. And whenever I'd be sad or scared about something, I would call him wherever I was on the planet, and I would talk with him, and he would always reassure me. My mother used to say that he saw the world through rose-colored glasses, and I really can't see any other better way to live. He lived a good life, 4 children, an incredible marriage, and the community loved him. But I miss him so much right now. I want to get his words of wisdom of how do we live during this time? How do we get through this? We're on the verge of another world war. We're seeing people suffer in so many different ways. The economy is making life difficult for so many people. And we just don't know what's coming next. And I know my father would just say, follow your North Star. Find where you need to go. Be a voice for others who don't have a voice. And that just reminded me, and again, with the words of T.S. Eliot, it's in our own home. I've gone all over the planet. I've met so many interesting people. I've met kings and princes and queens and presidents and first ladies. But it's really in my own home where I found the wisdom, where I found the knowledge, where I found the courage. And that's really what I want to share with all of you as we go forward with this podcast, with Always Searching, with Mark My Words segment, that we'll have a chance for us to have a conversation, for us to answer your questions, to begin to unravel some of the mysteries of the world so we can live well and safely, and form our own team of explorers so we can, quote unquote, put our toes in the water and know we'll be safe. Mark my words, we're going to do this together. We're going to come home. And we're going to find our salvation because we get to speak to each other and we get to heal we get to find ways to enjoy our lives. So until next time, we're always searching. Thank you so much for listening to Always Searching. Please share it with your community. This podcast was produced by Noah Jones and hosted by me, Dr. Sarah Lynn Mark. Until next time, we're always searching.